This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Tuesday afternoon, the Independence County Sheriff's Office was called to the 700 block of Gap Road. That's where an accidental shooting had occurred. Responding Deputy Sheriff Brian Lutzweger said 26-year-old Dustin Lewis had suffered a gunshot wound to his thigh. The deputy said Lewis was apparently getting a .22 Magnum rifle down from a shelf when he accidentally dropped the gun, causing it to discharge a bullet that struck Lewis in the left thigh and then exited from his leg. Lutzweger said Lewis was treated on the scene by Vital Link Ambulance EMTs and then transported to the White River Medical Center. Lewis may be in trouble with the law since he was in possession of a gun after he had been convicted of a Class C felony in 2005. The law says convicted felons cannot possess a firearm. In other news, an Independence County jail matron on Tuesday morning was assaulted by a female jail inmate. Deputy Michael O. Moody said an inmate, 48-year-old Deborah Lynn Carter of West Batesville, threw a food tray at jail matron Lauren M. Garcia and apparently tried to stab Garcia with a ballpoint pen that Carter grabbed from Garcia's shirt pocket. Moody said with the help of another matron, Carter was finally restrained. Moody said matron Garcia suffered minor injuries. Charges that could be possibly filed against Carter include aggravated assault on a correction facility employee, third-degree battery, and first-degree criminal mischief. A Ball Knob man died yesterday afternoon in a three-vehicle accident on Highway 167 south of Batesville, just south of the Batesville Regional Airport at the intersection of MacHugh Road and Highway 167. State Police Corporal Jeremy Hughes, in his preliminary report, said a 2000 Lincoln driven by a 19-year-old Stuart Rush of Tony Lake Road, Independence County, was traveling east on MacHugh Road and entered the intersection, failing to yield to a Ford Bronco traveling south on Highway 167 and driven by the victim, 34-year-old Jeremy Vestal of Ball Knob. Corporal Hughes said Vestal tried to avoid the Rush vehicle, which was coming out of the intersection and onto the highway, crossed the center line and struck a 2009 Ford truck that was northbound on 167 and driven by 43-year-old William Rice of Fairway Drive, Batesville. Vestal of Ball Knob died in the accident. Rice was taken to the White River Medical Center and Rush was not injured. Vestal was a 284th fatality on Arkansas highways this year. Ozarka College is having another record semester. The second summer semester enrollment has risen 59%, an overall record for the college. Vice President of Student Services Ron Helms said this includes classes at the main campus in Melbourne and the off-campus sites at Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.